Let's bring on Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti & Company Realtors. How do you come up with a value on something like this?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Have a coffee.
Yeah, this is a very unique property. I was reading up a little bit on it this morning and taking a look at it. And by the way, I looked to see if it was the most expensive house, and I saw that it was the second most expensive home for sale in Connecticut. Yeah, it looks like he built this when his daughters were younger and they liked dressing up as princesses. And he said, I'll build them a castle.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Most folks just go to Disney. This guy built it.
That seems like a better option.
This guy brung it, man.
I wonder, it's amazing because it's on 400 acres, and it's amazing because it's only 20 years old, but it looks like it was built in the 14th or 15th century.
Did a good job, yeah. Made it authentic looking.
He really did.
Yep. Used serfs to build it.
So he is a descendant of a Chicago steel tycoon, so money was not an object.
Yeah, he had the cake, yeah.
And he bought a shipping company so he can bring in materials for the house.
To what, doting on the kids? Cost. Wow. Those kids are spoiled, kind of, huh?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I was reading that it looks like he brought in, not just skilled experts, but craftsmen from other countries and who each had their own specialty, like woodworkers and stonemasons. And he has 25 different types of wood in the home alone.
Wow. Is there a tavern in the whole building?
You know, yes.
And you got to have a tavern in there with those large casks. You know?
What are you talking about?
You know, like those big things that kept all the wine or all the ale and stuff like that. Those
barrels?
Huge barrels. Yeah. They called them casks. Yes.
AJ's in fantasy land right now.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's every day, really. But yeah.
But Jonathan, normally when you do a market evaluation on a house, you're doing comps. There's no comp on this.
Oh, there's no comps. Yeah. This is, I think this will definitely be one of those what we call emotional purchases. I think, you know, where would you start on marketing this? Maybe cold calling a few billionaires like, what, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, right. On a cool house.
Exactly. Right. I bet you don't have a castle.
Yeah.
So he's been trying to sell this thing since 2014. He originally put it on for $35 million.
Right.
Took it off. Now he's putting it on for $60 million. And it says in this story that I'm reading, we had a couple of serious inquiries, said the agent. The owner is relocating out of state, and he thought he would build another castle. And in talking to architects and engineers, he realized he would need in the ballpark of $60 million.
So you upped the price on this one.
But wait, you can't value a house based on your needs, right?
No, of course not, no. Can you?
No.
Just curious.
It's like going into the boss and saying, I need more money.
Yeah, I tried that once.
Okay, good for you.
They laugh.
But where's your value?
They laugh and they slam the door in your face.
So he had so much fun building the castle for years that now he wants to build another castle out of state.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah. It almost looks like, you know, it reminds me of like a Gillette castle, but more on a grand scale.
Totally.
I could see this being like a state park or a wedding venue. Guided tours through this castle or a wedding venue. Yeah.
Yeah. Or both.
Gorgeous.
I would just wait for my first guest and go, who goes there? Huck, who goes there?
You would be the perfect person.
Oh, I would totally dress like in Monty Python, the Holy Grail. Yeah, mother with a hamster, your first visibility.
They could even have some of those medieval events where they do the jousting and you have your birthday.
With Nerf things, you know?
Yeah, what the hell do they call that restaurant? Yeah. Medieval times.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
that's it.
Fetch me my mutton and my grog. I would have a blast in there.
When you're talking about a house this expensive, do you qualify the buyers before they come in? Because there's going to be a lot of people like AJ
want
to walk through.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. Oh, absolutely. Could you imagine running an open house to the public here?
Oh, I'd sleep
that
overnight.
That would be great.
I would sleep overnight waiting.
That would be great.
There's a great pickup in the parking lot the whole night long. I'm tailgating. Can I go to the castle?
Sorry, we're not letting you through the front door until you show us proof of funds for $60 million.
Does Monopoly money count?
Yeah, you couldn't even you couldn't finance that, right? You have to have the cash.
Yeah, how much down?
Like, oh, you could. I mean, you could finance it if you've got the down payment. I'm sure.
Yeah. You think a bank would give? Because how's the bank going to comp it?
Oh, they'll do an appraisal and they'll be able to comp it out.
Really?
They'll be able to do evaluation. Yeah.
I have a feeling you'd have to find a special bank.
Yeah.
Look, if somebody's putting 50% down or 40% or 50% or more, they may have an appraisal waiver. They may waive the appraisal.
Oh, right. Wow. Just waive to it. Bye-bye.
Yeah. But that appraiser would have to come up with that. Like, all right, here are the comps.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to use a sales comparison approach as far as what other homes have sold for. They'll use a different approach to value, more as a replacement cost.
Well, if you screw up, you're in a dungeon. Is there a dungeon? That's really cool.
There has to be a dungeon.
It's got to be a dungeon. It's got to be stocks and
pillaries. It has to be a dungeon. It has to be one of those doors that you open with the, like, you turn the thing and it's the chain.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
Skeleton key.
There's got to be that thing that stretches people. Yeah.
AJ, there is a dungeon. They're calling it a recording studio. It sounds
that's kind of kinky. You record it, really?
How'd you hit those high notes? You do not want to know.
Right. It involves his polka.
I'm guessing the listing agent has to show that too, right? You don't leave that to, anybody to
the new kid
do the
office.
Walk around, yeah. Right?
No, we're not. You're not putting a lockbox on that house and letting agents take their clients through. No, you're gonna be showing that property by appointment only.
Yes. That's probably a really big key, like the old days. Really big,
yeah,
the
big giant key. It weighs like 40 pounds.
Right. Can I use a loo?
Yeah. The big giant knocker. Bong, right.
Good heavens. No, what knockers?
There's a drawbridge. It takes five people to open the drawbridge.
I would look like, you ever see Peter Sellers at the Pink Panther trying to get to that castle that time? He keeps on trying to get past the moat with the drawbridge. At one point, he's in that little rowboat and he's trying to get past. The drawbridge comes down and forced him to the bottom of the boat. That'll be me trying to get to this castle.
Jonathan Carbeauty is on. We're talking about this $60 million castle on the market right now.
It looks like a gorgeous piece of property.
It really does.
400 acres. I mean, in a different world, I mean, it would be a dream property.
And doesn't it have like a big lake or a pond or something too?
30-acre pond.
Yes.
And a moat.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, you got to build a little boat for that, like a ship of that era to go across. Oh, even cool, like a Viking ship that comes towards the castle.
All you need is feety pajamas.
Like, I would never leave the property.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, no.
AJ's having more fun fantasizing about living there than actually living there.
Oh, you got to get a bow and arrow to shoot up the turrets.
Can you imagine what that castle would look like if AJ lived in it for 30 years? Because he doesn't fix anything.
Oh, no.
That place would be run down.
Like the ruins.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Home values.
Yeah, the drawbridge doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
You have to swim.
It's a little stuck sometimes. You got to wrap it.
Swim through the moat.
You got to hit it a couple of times. It goes down.
Are home values now higher than 2020 when everyone was going bananas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Home values are up from 2020. I can say that with all certainty because I was in that market.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and rates have gone up a little bit, but it hasn't really affected the home prices.
And the closing time on a house is still the same? Can you close in 30 days with a bank?
Sure, you could. I mean, banks are we're pushing some of these mortgages through in 14 days.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, it's just logistically, it's about whether the house is vacant or not or whether the seller can get out. But yeah.
Right. 20% down is still the norm?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have a lot of buyers going 3.5% down FHA, and believe it or not, we put three VA buyers into a contract on homes signed and sealed in the last 2 weeks. No money down, 100% financing for VA.
Yeah,
it's a veteran's loan.
Oh, And interest
rates. Yeah, a lot of good products out there.
Interest rates rising, not slowing things down, you said.
Yeah, I mean, rates have gone up like everything else, like the price of gas, we won't get into. But, you know, it's still pretty affordable for some of these homes, depending on where you're looking. So, you know, everyone keeps talking about multiple offer situations, but, you know, just in the last week, we put some first time home buyers into, you know, I was talking the last time I was on, 236,000, just put somebody in New Haven County for 235. You know, these are very, you know, these are affordable price points.
What are people looking for? House type? Is there a style?
Yeah. Like, what's the popular one? Not a Cape Cod, obviously.
Very personal.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on whether you're a first-time home buyer or you're an upgrade buyer. Upgrade buyers are very specific, right? They want their four-bedroom home. They're not going to buy another three-bedroom house. They want their master bedroom suite with the walk-in closets. They want all their bells and whistles. So, you know, it depends on what type of buyer it is.
Sounds good. Bells.
Yeah, but then the umbrella, is it like good schools, low taxes, low crime, that kind of thing?
Well, castle, don't need that.
Yeah,
I mean, the walls.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you buy the castle with the moat, you don't have to worry about crime or security.
Crime, you got that big thing of like boiling oil on the side. Done. Stealing things off my porch.
That had to be a horrible death. You're climbing up.
Yep.
And it's like just hot oil.
Yeah, but their hair looked really good. The hot oil treatment.
All of those things are important, right, to different people. But believe it or not, the number one thing is the commute, the time to commute.
Oh,
most people want to be a 10 to 15 minute commute to work. It's still commute. It's the number
one. Really? So it's like monthly payment and the commute.
Monthly payment and commute. Commute, believe it or not, is number one. Yeah.
I didn't think that would still be a thing. The commute.
It is with the buyers. Yeah. And especially like we actually relocated two doctors out of state to New Haven County. They're both working at Yale, and they each of them had to be within a 15 minute or less commute to Yale.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I remember I was looking for a horse property, and I started, you know, a circle around the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, wow, that became an oval, and it was way to hell out in the sticks.
Yep.
Keep going further and further. You realize the further you go, the nicer house you get for the same amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to go to your house, go to the end of the world and make a left.
Yeah.
That's I'm like, we still in Connecticut?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a market like we've never seen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We're into our first full week of our second quarter of the year. It's going to be our busiest year for new inventory coming out. So we're seeing it on a daily basis.
Cool.
It's a lot of inventory coming on the market.
Really?
But
when?
Again, you have buyers that. It's a daily basis, but it's just getting eaten up because the buyers have been looking for 3 months, 6 months, or longer, so they're just waiting and they're jumping on the new inventory still. So you need to just be vigilant.
What's your strategy when you're walking someone through a house that you feel is priced right? Come in over asking.
If it's 7 days or less on the market, asking price isn't doing it.
Wow,
you got to go over.
There's no
hard and fast rule either. We're still losing out on properties 25,000-30,000 over.
Right.
Wow.
Hmm. Wow.
It's case by case.
Yeah.
You guys love me.
And that's what we're here for.
How do you know?
I'm still
like, how do you sense that?
You know, it's there's an art and a science to pricing a home, and I think 23 and a half years of experience helps too.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got it.
Yeah. And then, you know, they typically do a best and highest, right? Highest and best.
Generally speaking, the agents and the sellers understand it's to their benefit to do a highest and best. But with that being said, if you're a buyer, make sure you're coming in with your highest and best because they don't have to come back and give you an opportunity to go higher. Because if a seller sees an offer that they love, and it's right. They will grab it.
That's what happened with me.
Mm.
Yeah. They did all the right things coming in. They made it hassle-free for me. They said 30 days cash, so I know there's not going to be a bank.
Mm-hmm.
No inspections, as is.
Right.
And then they came in way overpriced. And then the cherry on top was they sent me a nice letter.
That's nice.
It does make a difference.
It does.
Yeah. They said, love the house.
Yeah.
You know, it really made a difference.
Mm-hmm. It did.
And then it was did. The person who and, came and in that, like 500, like, I forget, not 500, like 50 under. And he's trying to do one of these. Yeah, I'll give you this.
No, you don't.
Like, man, you know, 5 years ago, that would have worked.
Yeah, not today.
We're talking 5 years
not
ago.
Not today, pal.
But you're on the wrong planet right now.
Not today!
Chaz, yeah. You'll love this. Chaz, you'll love this. We had a property in Killingworth. Buyer comes in with their own agent, $150,000 less than our list price, 3-4 days on the market. We flatly reject it. They come in at full price for their second offer. You'll love it.
Interesting.
What was the tactic there?
You're going to try to get a deal?
You know what? You can't fault them for trying.
No. Yes. Yeah, no.
No, there are people who do this. They go around and they just offer ridiculously low offers on property that have been sitting.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work when it's been on for a week in this environment.
Like 2 years, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a...
Wow, 150 under.
Yeah.
And then they... Nothing.
Right. Okay.
Okay, full price. Full price.
Oh, no, but they,
just testing.
Yeah, but then they came back at full price. And by the way, they didn't get the property. Uh-huh. Somebody else went over.
Wah, wah.
Oh, no.
Wah, yeah, wah.
That's what happens.
Yep.
Holy crap. And you know what's funny? You don't want to talk to that person now. You almost don't want to, you know?
Yeah. It feels like a personal insult at that point.
It does.
Mm. Yeah. So. Well, Jonathan, thanks for coming on. And, yeah, if anyone wants to see that castle, call Jonathan. $60 million.
Right. I want to see
you
it.
You only live once.
I want to see it.
I'll gladly show it to you. You got to show proof of funds.
Give me a couple moments.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.